The Gospel of John, Chapter 7. Jesus goes up to Jerusalem. After this, Jesus went around Galilee. He would not go about in Judea, because the Jews wanted to kill him. Now the Jewish feast of the tents was at hand. So the brothers of Jesus said to him, "Don't stay here. Go instead to Judea, and let your disciples see the works you are doing. Anyone who wants to be known doesn't work secretly. Since you are able to do these things, show yourself to the world." His brothers spoke like this because they didn't believe in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I bear witness and I show that its deeds are evil. Go up to the feast. I am not going to this feast because my time has not yet come." Jesus said these things and remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone to the festival, he also went up, not publicly, but in secret. The Jews were looking for him at the festival and asked, "Where is he?" There was a lot of talk about him among the people. Some said, "He is a good man." But others replied, "No, he is misleading the people." For fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly about him. When the festival was half over, Jesus went to the temple and began to teach. The Jews marveled and said, "How is it that he knows scriptures when he has had no teacher?" And Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but it comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who does the will of God shall know whether my teaching is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. Those who speak on their own authority wish to gain honor for themselves. But the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is truthful, and there is no reason to doubt him." Some of the people of Jerusalem said, "Is this not the man they want to kill? And here he is speaking freely, and they don't say a word to him? Can it be that the rulers know that this is really the Christ? Yet we know where this man comes from. But when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." So Jesus announced in a loud voice in the temple court where he was teaching, "You say that you know me and know where I come from. I have not come of myself. I was sent by the one who is true, and you don't know him. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." They would have arrested him, but no one laid hands on him, because his time had not yet come. Many people in the crowd, however, believed in him and said, "When the Christ comes, will he give more signs than this man?" The Pharisees heard all these rumors among the people. They and the chief priests sent officers of the temple to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I shall be with you a little longer. After that, I shall go to him who sent me. You will look for me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go? Where shall we not find him? Will he go abroad to the Jews dispersed among the Greek nations and teach the Greeks also?" What does he mean when he says, you will look for me and not find me, and where I am going, you cannot come? The promise of living water. On the last and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. For the scripture says, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus was referring to the Spirit, which those who believe in him were to receive. The Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. Dispute on the origin of Christ. Many who had been listening to these words began to say, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some wondered, would the Christ come from Galilee? Doesn't Scripture say that the Christ is a descendant of David and from Bethlehem, the city of David? The crowd was divided over him. Some wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers of the temple went back to the chief priests, who asked them, why didn't you bring him? The officers answered, no one ever spoke like this man. The Pharisees then said, so you too have been led astray? Have any of the rulers or any of the Pharisees believed in him? Only these cursed people who have no knowledge of the law. Yet one of them, Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier, spoke out, does our law condemn people without first hearing them and knowing the facts? They replied, do you too come from Galilee? Look it up and see for yourself that no prophet is to come from Galilee. And they all went home.